Can I get on the stack on this system?
Yeah, and I would like to, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not keeping is so Lisa and then AC. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask, how much time do we have now?
We have.
We've got 13 minutes by
okay.
what I look at.
Okay. Fine. Go ahead, Lisa.
I want to first of all say, pertaining to this amendment, that I definitely support it, and the amendment is not talking about just anything. Every time we talk about racism, somehow it comes, oh, just any comment somebody, or just anything. I mean, that's ridiculous. That is not what people are saying here. I mean, if that was the case, my gosh, I'd be going to the board all the time, and although I've been accused of doing that, as if I've never worked around people who are white before, as if I've never gotten into an argument with somebody who was white, as if every time I have a little disagreement, I'm going to come out and call it racism. I think that belittles things. We are talking about the specific issue of racism, and with all due respect, for everything that everybody thinks, oh, this is going to tie this board up, and you use and words like witch hunt and going after a certain person, does not compare. And I'm not even trying to make compare, but it's just the truth in terms of what has been put on African Americans in this country and the burden, and we have carried the brunt, the burden, that killed all these kinds of things. Well, people think it's just a statement being made. They think it's just a statement being made. And then you walk out on the job as an African-American and you live under the weight of those statements. When you see somebody with brains being blunt, 41 bullets, I know that when I was victimized by police brutality myself, which was, this was in New Jersey, verbal abuse, you know, the most brutal abuse I ever had, but verbal. And the same thing, so no matter what, Everybody, not just African Americans, are going to continue to carry this load. Everybody has to examine, and if enough people thoroughly examine and took the time to doing it, and it was thought that it was going to be racism was going to, everybody was going to be affected by it for a change. It needs to be. Every time it comes up, it needs to be. Everybody has to feel there's not going to be a right way out of this. And maybe it would stop it because black people, and I know other people of color too, but I certainly can speak as an African American. No one can feel more pain or more anything. Witch hunt doesn't compare to what we have gone through behind. And to just say to look at it, to examine it, and to investigate it is a small thing that should be done.
Okay, AC?
Yeah, I just want to say, Dave, with all due respect, I think that we can't abstract issues and jump above them, and I don't think we should characterize them in a way that makes it appear that we're wasting time or, you know, this is contrary to what you or I or anyone else might have joined the board for. The fact of the matter is in the Pacifica Charter. It is in the Pacifica Charter. We should work on this as a goal. So it's a very serious matter, and it requires attention. And we're not wasting our time by having people, as Ambrose has said in his motion, to report the facts and report them back to the board. I would assume that once the board gets it, it will be able to address it, and no matter what the outcome might be. So that I would differ with you on that. I think that... you know, these problems do exist, and they are located in the charter itself. So it is a very significant portion, part of the charter, and that's why I think it was put there. So just want to say I hope you reconsider that, and I know you mean well, but we need to look at all these incidents and weigh them, and that's the only way that humanity has to move forward through trial and error, so we just have to examine that, and I'd like to say that with all due respect.
Thank you.
Patty, too.
Okay, go ahead, Patty.
Ken, please.
I'm sorry?
Ken,
please. Ken, thank you, Ken.
It's Ambrose, too.
I'm sorry, but I do agree with Dave, and... you know, what if we go through this and we spend the rest of our time doing this instead of, like, you know, we have, the world's on fire, right? And, if you want to use me as some kind of, example, You know, what if this turns out that this is just a political attack on me? Right? How are you going to repair what's happened to me already here? Male campaigns saying things like, I just short of the N-word. You know, I don't even try to disguise my hatred and animus for people of color. This is a waste of Pacifica's time and money. And I've apologized if it was seen to be racist. And people can all have opinions, and I know that people of color have, as themselves, are the ones to decide if it was racist or not, if they thought so. But what if this is a political attack, as we have seen through years of the last 30 years of political attacks, and we can spend this time on me, and if, you know, it sounds like that there's some kind of, you know, finding to get me to, like, you know, it's adverse to the foundation that I should be removed or something like that for saying something that so far many people don't think seemed is that these charges are of racism are unfounded. But even if it was something that I said that may have been racist, right, in this country, you know,
all right.
I really got other things to do here. And so do we have things to do on this board. And we have 6.5 hours of training in Los Angeles. But I don't think that's enough. See, if you pay attention, nothing is going to satisfy the people looking for some kind of satisfaction, because it's not about this. And if it's not obvious to people after 30 years of politics in this country what's happening, and I've apologized 3 times, right? And there's no trying to figure it out. There's just mail campaigns to make things worse. I do what you want with me. Do what you like. I'm voting against all of this. And you can call me what you want. I'm concerned that we have a network that's going down the toilet financially and every other way. But you want to take me out or use this against me for whatever political reasons, it's political. It's political. That's what it is. And excuse me.
Okay, Ken.
Bob, I'd like to be added.
Ken Ambrose, Bob. Go ahead, Ken.
We have about 3 minutes left on this.
Okay, can everyone restrain themselves maybe to a minute so we get them all three in? Go ahead, Ken.
Robert's Rules, in the part cited earlier by Dave, says, a member has the right that allegations against her good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable ground. That's all I want to say.
All right, Ambrose. Thank you, Ken. Ambrose?
Let me address a couple of things. The reason I expanded this is I did not want it to be personalized. Patty.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of things coming across through the entire network. And therefore, it's not just Patty. It's about those others who have also been charged with this kind of action. And I'm very interested to hear Dave talk about we ought to be doing other Pacifica business. I've been saying that ever since I came on this board in 2004. And we've done a whole lot of playing games with each other,
yep.
Playing politics with each other. And fortunately, I came on the board without being involved in any political movement. I was a write-in candidate, and I've been free from the time I got on this board to push this board, trying my best to push this board to deal with the network. That's been my whole thrust. And some of those who are talking about now, we ought to be doing it, have been some of those who blocked action for us to take network. This network is in serious trouble. Political? My God. The politics are awful. And it's making us implode. We play games with each other. We call each other and play games. And there's no one on this board can ever say that I call them to play a political game with them or anybody else. So we are just going to take care of this business. It shouldn't take all that energy. If we are really serious about taking care of this network, we ought to do it and stop wasting our time otherwise.
All right.
And we can do it. This, you know, and I've said to you, Dave, my God, how can people who are as bright as the people on this board have been keep doing the same dumb things over and over again and not dealing with what we're supposed to be dealing with? That is the network, the articles of incorporation. We haven't implemented them. We just play games. I am going to vote for the resolution, and I hope everybody else will.
Okay, Bob?
We are out of time. Do we want to extend another 15 minutes?
I'm going to extend time 15 minutes.
Object.
Okay, another roll call vote. Oh my God.
Okay, just wait 1 minute here. Lisa Davis.
I'm sorry, there's a noise. I can't hear you.
I'll take this then. Extend 15 minutes. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There is an objection. Can we discuss it? We don't discuss it.
I can't hear
you.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
all right, we're gonna start with Mary Berg.
Yes.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson?
I'll abstain.
Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen, no. Sandy Weinman. I think he's off. Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Steve Pierce? Ambrose Lane?
No.
A.C. Byrd?
Would you clarify that for a second? That's all.
Lisa Davis is moving to extend discussion of the amendment in regard to confidential investigation posed by Ambrose Lane for 15 minutes.
Ambrose, you proposed for 15 more minutes? Is that what you did?
No, Lisa Davis proposed 15 minutes.
Did. No, I voted no.
Point of order.
I'm going to abstain until I know what's going on.
Point of order?
Abstain. Okay. I'm sorry. What is it, Ken?
The motion is to extend debate period. The time limit on the whole issue is up.
Okay.
No, this is a motion to extend the time on this issue.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Rob Robinson?
No.
Serena Shakir?
No.
All right. Sarv Runda was gone. Mary Berg?
What? I voted already, yes.
I'm sorry. I had to jump two places here. Mary. LaVarne?
No.
Bear with me, please. Lisa Davis, did you say yes?
She said yes.
Yes. Dave Adelson, you abstained?
Indeed, I did.
So?
You haven't voted.
No, I voted. Okay, so Steve Pierce?
Is not with us.
Okay, I guess he's not with us. Let me just check and see if there's anybody else. All right. This is the way I count. Yes,
did you say Willa Forrest?
Oh, that's who I'm missing here. Well, I had you down for yes. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you were wrong, yeah, but I'm putting yes.
Okay. Oh.
Yes.
ESP. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes. Motion to extend fails.
Well, then we have to vote.
Call the question.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bob. I'd like to move to extend by 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Is there an objection?
Dilatory, yes. Point of order.
Yes, objection.
I'm sorry. State your
objection.
Point, please.
I believe that the motion is dilatory. We just voted on extending debate. We can't keep voting on it and voting on it. If we move against it, I think we need to move to a vote, don't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll rule that you're correct in your point of order, Mr. Freeland. All right, so we're going to vote on Ambrose's Lane Amendment for a confidential, to expand the committee to investigate and report out to the full PNB, comma, all instances of alleged racism and sexism by current PNB and LSB members throughout the Pacifica network. All right, and we're going to start with...
Teresa, your voice keeps going away.
I'm sorry, my mouthpiece keeps dropping below my chin. I'll try to dip my head here. All right, we're going to start with Patty Heffley.
No.
All right. Rayla Forrest?
Sorry, yes.
All right. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson?
No.
Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen says no. Sandy Wyman? I don't think he's here. Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Steve Pierce? Don't think he's here. It would be nice if people said when they're leaving sometimes, especially if you're permanently leaving. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Zarina Shakir?
Yes.
Mary Byrd?
Yes.
And LaVarne Williams?
No.
All right, there was no pass, so is there anyone I didn't call? All right, it's yeses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion passes. I'm sorry, the amendment passes.
The amendment, yes. Well,
all right.
Point of information.
Yes.
Since we voted to amend it this way, what does it mean to vote now? Now that amendment becomes the main motion.
Point of order.
No, I think the amendment was in addition to the main motion. I have not seen the original motion, though.
Well, that restricted it just to the one incident. That's my question. If we voted now to expand it to include more than one incident, and
if
it has
to expand something, that's all.
Yeah. So it's the same motion except that it expands the scope of it. So
the amendment expands it. Yes.
So does that?
I'd like the complete motion read in total, please.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
I don't have the complete motion.
I'll just get off the phone a couple of minutes.
It was read twice.
No, it was not.
Yes, it
was. Not as amended.
It was.
Has never been read.
The amendment. Yeah.
I'm not talking about the amendment. We just passed the amendment.
Right.
I'm talking about the original motion.
It was read twice.
Excuse me a moment, Teresa. If I were to hang up and send it, would you be able to get it without?
Well, is it?
I could get it. I could get it, Lisa, and I would.
I'll hang up and send it.
Or if somebody just, well, you can send it to me later if you want to read it now, because or if you think you know it, I just seemed long to me. I don't remember it being read twice. I heard it the first time.
The whereas is too?
No, not the whereas.
No, just the resolve, for God's sake.
Okay. So I'm going to read, I'll read this as I have it then. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall elect 5 directors to an ad hoc committee to investigate allegations that Director Patty Heffley made racially stereotypical and offensive statements against Director Lisa Davis upon adjournment of the WBAI local station board meeting on January 11, 2006, as well as any evidence of prior related conduct by Ms. Heffley. Further resolved that the committee is instructed to report its findings to the Pacifica National Board, and if the committee finds that Director Heffley's comments and conduct were injurious to the goals of the foundation, the committee is instructed to report resolutions containing its recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. A minority report or reports may also be submitted if desired by any committee members.
Point of order.
What is, state your point, please?
Well, I believe that since the amendment was passed, that all the specific references to, I mean, unfortunately, I don't think the amendment was stated what words it was intending to replace, but I believe, logically, it needs to replace all the particular references to Patty Heffley here.
No, I don't disagree, but I was just reading exactly what I...
Oh, I see, but I'm trying to... But what I think was asked for here is a hearing of the motion as amended, because that's what we're being asked to vote on now. But I understand what you're saying, Lisa, and I appreciate you reading it. But what we need is an amended version to know what we're voting on.
Point of information.
Okay, wait a minute. Ken Freeland has a point of order.
This is a substitute motion.
I have a point of information that might help clarify
you.
If you recognize me.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ambrose, did you intend that this... So what you amended was that this committee shall investigate and report out to the full board all instances of alleged racism and sexism by current PMB or LSB members throughout the Pacifica network. Did you mean that to substitute, or did you mean that as this committee shall also... Pardon me?
It's a substitute that includes all.
Right.
Okay. So this was a substitute motion. I don't know that people understood it as a substitute when they voted for it.
Yes.
A point of information. A point of information.
Okay.
Don White.
Okay, go ahead, Don White.
Yes. My point of information relates to the big mandate that this committee, if this were to pass, my understanding is that the committee would have to look at all incidents, accusations, and episodes of alleged racism and would have to report back to us about all of them and could not report back specifically early and individually any accusations against Director Heffley. Is that true?
Depends on how the committee decides best to do its work. They might pick 2 instances to work on and then pick another 2 until they deal with the whole.
But their report would have to deal with the entire mandate before the report was made to us. Isn't that true? I mean, it couldn't have...
No, they don't have
to. Okay, may I have your attention? Seems like the issue before us is the fact that we passed Ambrose Lane's amendment, but it was actually a substitution.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not quite sure what to do about this, because if it's a substitution, then do we need to vote again on it?
No.
Substitute my language for Patty Heffley.
Okay, yeah. So does that mean that the original motion has now gone away?
No.
Yes, I think it has.
Is Ray?
Something
I think it should be voted over.
Ray, is it a point of order, point of information? What is it?
It's a point of order.
Point of order, okay.
that I voted for that motion, thinking because and Rose presented it as an amendment, and I voted for it as such, as an addition to, and I never met for it to remove this particular item.
Okay.
I have a point of order, Mary Bird.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'd like to suggest that we consider this amendment to substitute for the resolution, but not for the preamble. But the preamble remains the same as it was written, and that Ambrose's language substitutes for the resolution phase section of it, thus amending it. So that in fact it was an amendment. It's not a substitute motion because it maintains the character of the original.
Okay, so.
I had a point of order.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I understand. Okay. Let me before you take your point of order, let me state his motion. You move that the Ambrose Lane amendment do what?
It's not really a motion. I'm suggesting that this is how we interpret what we've just done, since we're seemingly unclear on it. That we accepted Ambrose Lane's amendment to Lisa's original proposal, which would substitute his language for her language in the resolution part, but maintain her preamble, which is the whereas, the whereas, the whereas.
Okay.
Maintain
the preamble. Okay, Mary Berg, did you have a point of order?
Yes, I did. I'm understanding Ambrose, and maybe he can clarify, but I understood him to be saying that he's essentially keeping the language that Lisa had here, except that the particularity of the incident, he is replacing that with all racist alleged incidents of racism and sexism throughout the network, and the rest of it is the end report back. The same language. He's got it well crafted here, and I just thought he's substituting that scope, and the rest of it stays the same. Is that correct, Amber?
That's correct.
Well, that's what he meant, and that's what I understood, and that's what I voted on.
So
now we still need it. We still need the amended resolution to be read as such.
Yeah. So we need to read Lisa's with instead of saying the Patty Heffley incident, we need to substitute all alleged incidents of racism and sexism on the part of current P&B and LSB members.
Right.
Okay.
Point of order. Point of information.
Point of order here too.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Patty.
Does this mean that in perpetuity in the minutes and everywhere, this whereas has these alleged statements that I made with absolutely no redress? This is in the minutes will be the whereases, that this is whereas Patty Heffley did that? That's in there?
Point of information.
Go ahead, Ken.
Lisa, when I asked you this question before, you didn't mention anything in a whereas that referred to Patty Heffley. Is there anything in the preamble that refers
to whereas that refers to
Thank you,
whereas.
Thank you, Lisa. I think that clarifies it for Patty. Thank you.
That there is.
No, there is not in the whereas.
Not in the whereas.
Only in the be it resolved, but nothing in the whereas.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, then that's
and the be it resolved is now replaced.
Okay.
By the way, this is Ray. I have a point of order. I think this vote should be taken over because I did not vote for that. I did not absolutely disagree. I understood it, and Rose used the term amendment, which I took to mean that to preserve this and expand it. I took it to mean investigate it as it was presented and then also do other investigation. So the result might be the same, but I did not vote for that interpretation.
This is Greg. I have
grounds. There's enough ground because the word amendment was used specifically, and I took that to mean.
So, Ray, you're asking for
an amendment does normally. I'm
you're asking for another vote on the amendment.
What?
Teresa?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Greg.
Go ahead, Greg Guma.
Yes. I was listening to this discussion, and I asked Dave at an earlier point whether Ambrose's amendment would be added to or substituted for the other language in the resolve, and it was stated very plainly that it would be added to it, and nobody objected to that.
Right.
Okay.
That was a specific question that I asked, and I think it's very clear to everyone.
All right.
Except
so,
that's not what Ambrose...
So Greg... Excuse me. Let me ask Greg a question. Are you saying, then, that you agree with Ken Freeland's understanding that we take the Ambrose Lane amendment and retain the preamble of the first motion?
My understanding was, and nobody objected to this, that Ambrose was adding an amendment, not a substitution. And so all the other language remains, unless he says he's substituting, which he has never said. And therefore, the votes that have been taken have all been taken on that basis.
Okay.
He just
right.
did say.
I'd like to have a further point.
All right, so...
He's saying it now.
So, Ambrose, I'm asking you to clarify... Are you saying that it's not only your amendment?
My amendment was to her resolve clause.
Okay. So the...
And what is it?
So if I understand this correctly, we're now voting on the motion by Lisa Davis
what?
As amended, and that includes the preamble, the motion, and the amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
Point of order. This is Ray.
Yes,
I object
right.
to this completely. Considering, and I agree 100% with Greg, this is not what what was stated, and the intent is so different from what was stated that I could not have reasonably assumed that's what it meant.
Teresa just said what Greg said, Ray. It's complete.
That's not what
I'm saying.
Point
no.
of information.
I think what's happening here is that Ray is calling for another vote on the amendment, and frankly, I don't have a Roberts Rules in front of me, so I'm not sure what we would do to that. It's one person saying he didn't understand.
No, I'm saying that it was stated clearly, and Greg kind of confirmed what I heard, that I'm saying that you cannot retroactively change a vote that was, I mean, the information given before the vote clearly, to me, indicated that it was an expansion of the original motion.
That's correct. I think Greg confirmed what you're saying, that we have the preamble and the motion by Lisa Davis and the amendment. That's what we're voting on now.
Point of order.
The thing
that bothers me here is we have asked Ambrose several times what his intention was as the maker of that amendment, and he has said, if I'm not mistaken, his intention was to keep the whereases, but to replace wording specifically citing Patty Heffley and replacing it with language all alleged incidents. So I very much oppose the idea that Ambrose, his intention is being neglected here.
This
is Rager.
Point of order.
That's what I understood.
I'm gonna call on Mary Berg, and then Bob Letterer. Go ahead, Mary.
This is exactly.
I've been asking for it for a while too.
I asked him specifically, and he said this is right. And Ambrose, I would ask you again. What I understood your amendment. The rest
That's
of
right.
the pieces. Not talking about the preamble. Forget it. The motion
That's
she
right.
made to form a committee, and she described how that would report. And you substitute, and you're saying that's right. That you, instead of the particularities about Patty Heffley, it would say all its alleged incidents of racism and sexism by national and LSB member occurrence national and LSB members throughout the network. You would
okay.
substitute
exactly
that for the.
Said.
Okay, I'm
that's
sorry.
That's exactly what you said. Okay, well then
yes.
I don't know why we're arguing about it. Ambrose says that's exactly what he said.
Well, because we all voted.
We take Lisa's language and plug that in.
Point of order, please.
I'm sorry. I'm going to recognize Bob Letterer. Go ahead, Bob, and then AC. Bob Letterer.
All right. The problem here is that the clarifications that people sought and that Ambrose gave were after the vote. Okay. Every single question and answer was after the vote. At the time
yes.
of the vote, as several people pointed out, it was phrased as an amendment, not as a substitute. And there, it was never said, there was discussion Ambrose gave about his, you know, his desire is to broaden it to be general, but he never said, and therefore I want to strike the language naming Patty Heffley. So certainly when I voted, I assumed, like any normal amendment, it's amendment that if it doesn't say striking something, it's simply to add. However, I want to suggest a way out of this that I think reflects the intent, which is to go with Ambrose's language as kind of the basic motion, but with the addition that, or with the kind of preserving Lisa's original intent, that the first priority of this committee will be to investigate allegations that Director Patty Heffley made, you know, et cetera, so that it'll be clear that, that there is a broader mandate, but that time-wise, that the priority is to deal with the thing that's on the table right now.
Ken Freeland, like the stick.
And Patty?
Okay, let me think a minute here, just a minute. I want to think about, before I go on to AC, your proposal for a solution, Bob, is that we retain the retain the preamble.
Not the preamble. It's just the motion.
Retain the motion. No. Well,
we
Ambrose
the
is saying
preamble,
that he. I'm
retain,
sorry.
I'm
Ambrose
sorry.
Did not. Ambrose at one point, I think, did not agree to the wording of the. I mean, at one point they said, "What did you mean?" And he said, I think we need to vote on the amendment again.
Well, it belongs to the body. It no longer belongs to Ambrose.
Well, can we follow the stack, please?
Okay, Bob, I want you to go back and tell me what your proposal is.
Okay, I think it would be roughly like this. I haven't worked out every single word, but and I, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but the part about, you know, resolve that the PNB elects people to a committee, et cetera, to investigate, right? And then right after that would come Ambrose's phrase. What was that about all complaints? About?
All alleged incidents
right.
of racism and sexism by current board members on the PNB and LSBs throughout the...
Okay,
and then,
so...
And then, wait, and then comma, with its first priority
totally
being investigating allegations that Director Patty Heffley made whatever.
How about emanating
okay.
from WBAI, Bob?
I'm sorry.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I cannot accept
that, Bob. Why don't
you
amend that?
Yeah, that's a totally different
thing.
Can you understand, please?
Teresa,
okay.
can I just clarify what my intent
okay,
here?
Okay, everybody, I'm going to make a decision here. We've got Lisa's amendment. We've got Lisa's motion, and we have an amendment.
I have a point of order.
Go ahead, Patty, with your point of order.
I believe that because that Ray is voted on the prevailing side, he is possibly his objection could be interpreted as some kind of motion to reconsider. So if people knew their Robert's rules, they might make a motion to reconsider mm-hmm. and have a revote if that's what they wanted to do.
Right. That's a way out of this.
Okay. Ken, can I recognize you?
Well, yes, I was going to make an earlier point, but I just think Patty's point is probably better than mine, so I would recommend to Ray LaForest, who clearly had a different idea of what he was voting on than others have had, to vote to reconsider, and I would urge others to support his motion to reconsider so that we can have a clear vote with a clear understanding of what we're voting on.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so you're not actually moving to reconsider, you're just suggesting that Ray do it.
I'm not on the prevailing side.
Okay.
Well,
I will.
Okay, I could make a motion to reconsider.
Okay, Mary Berg moves to reconsider. And that's reconsider the amendment?
Reconsider. What we do is vote on it now that it's been clarified as to what the language is.
It's not been clarified.
We're voting to reconsider the amendment?
Yes, we're voting to reconsider the amendment. That's what it's got to be.
Yeah.
Okay, the Ambrose Lane Amendment. So, Ambrose, do you want to, you know, clarify whether yours is a substitute motion or an amendment or what it is?
Or whatever you call it, what is it you want to do with it?
Yeah, it has been clarified, hasn't it?
I don't think
the body to decide what they want to do with it.
All right, we're now going to vote on whether to reconsider.
Right,
right.
I think I have a point of information. Who's saying point of information?
I'm saying point of information.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, because this is what I want to be clear on. If, you know, we were to adopt Ambrose's amendment as a substitution, That is not saying...
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Did I just say something?
Lisa, I think we need to wait until...
Please.
I think we need to wait to discuss that until we actually reconsider it. So we're going to vote just to whether to reconsider it now.
This is Ray. I'd like to give a point of order.
Point of order, Ray.
I think the difference between what we're discussing now, what I'm suggesting, and although I might not be attached to Robert's rule, I have other stuff that are more important in my life, is that what I'm seeking is a vote where I can vote for that original. So, yes, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're now going to vote on whether to reconsider the amendment which we just passed. It's Mary Berg's motion, and we're going to start with Patty Heffley. No, I'm sorry, you started the last one. Ray LaForest.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, Ray. We're now voting on to reconsider the amendment we just passed.
I'll vote no.
No, okay. Bob Lederer?
A pass.
Pass, okay. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
I'm sorry, point of
information. David, what'd you say?
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Bob.
A motion to reconsider means simply that we're going to reopen the question for further debate and then a new vote? Or what exactly is the consequence of voting yes?
We would re-vote on it.
Correct.
But we could also have debate and potentially an amendment.
We could have a clarification in the process.
I'm sorry?
If you have a clarification in the process, that's absolutely true.
But that could include an amendment?
Yeah, once it's reopened, it's reopened.
Okay. And then I vote yes.
All right. Bob votes yes. Thank you, Bob. All right. David Adelson?
I'll pass.
Pass. Don White?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon?
No. Self-explanatory.
Teresa Allen says yes. Sandy Weinman? Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Steve Pierce? Ambrose Lane?
No.
A.C. Burt?
No.
Okay, Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson? Okay. Zarina Shakir?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Rob says no.
Thank you, Rob. Mary Berg?
I'm going to pass for a minute. It's my motion, but I want to... Okay.
LaVarne Williams?
I'll pass.
Oh, my gosh. Patty Heffley?
I'm passing, too.
All right, you guys. It's going to come up... It's going to catch up with you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
David Adelson?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Don White?
I'm going to abstain.
Mary Berg.
I'm not sure what it seems.
It's your motion, isn't it?
I'm going to. I know it's my motion, okay. But I'm going to vote no.
No. Okay. All right. LaVarne Williams.
I'll abstain.
Patty Heffley.
I'm abstaining too. I still don't know what we're doing.
Okay. Is there anyone I haven't called? I have four yeses. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 no's. That fails. I have to admit to this group, I'm a little bit confused myself here.
Ken Freeland, can we go back to the regular stack then? I think I was on it.
Go ahead, Ken.
First, I'd like to point of information for Greg. Greg, when you asked the question of Dave, was this over the teleconference here, or were you doing it some way privately?
What? It wasn't over the teleconference.
Because I didn't hear you.
I hear you. No, I asked Dave, I don't know how long ago, it was an hour ago or an hour and a half ago, right before you went to a vote, that does this motion, you know, does this amendment get added to the original motion?
Right, but you're asking him over the teleconference is all I want to know.
Yeah, I was on the phone with you guys. I was right
there. Then, based on that, I just wanted to say that I did hear Ambrose prior to the vote say that his purpose was to take the personality out of this, to take the personal reference out of this, and to make it more generic. And that was before the vote. So it seems to me that it's clear in that he was offering his amendment to substitute for wording in there that was personal to Patty Heffley. But that's my own opinion.
Mary Berg here.
All right, go ahead,
I wrote that
Mary.
In my notes.
At what point do I get recognized?
I'm sorry, AC. Go ahead, AC, and then Mary.
Let Mary go first.
That's what I wrote in my notes at that time. I wrote that's what he said before we took the vote, and when Ambrose first brought it up, that's what I wrote down here in my notebook.
All right.
That he wanted to take the personal out of it and not... and expand it.
All right. Well, let me see if I... Let me rephrase it. Let me just see if I can clarify. What you're saying is you thought that Ambrose intended Lisa Davis's motion to stand, but to have in addition to that...
Not in addition. To substitute the language.
You thought it was a substitution.
It was a substitute of language. I don't have a Roberts in front of me to see the difference between a substitute motion and an amendment, but I think it's actually an amendment because he's amending Lisa's motion to take out certain language and substitute other. My understanding of a substitute motion is that it's a whole new motion.
Okay, excuse me. The chair is going to make a statement to everyone here. We have some people who are very confused about what this motion is, but when we ask to reconsider, everyone who voted no, I don't understand why, when everybody's saying, I don't understand what we're voting on, you voted no.
We're not all saying, I understood what my understanding of what I voted on was exactly what three times Ambrose has said he meant by that
amendment. I'm sorry, but we asked to reconsider to clarify, and you voted no. And
so we ought to, then we ought to move on.
Well,
what's left is all of the resolves and the amendment.
Point of order.
All right. Thank you. Are you ready, AC?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, and I'd like for Ambrose to address this. Even if you don't use the language of Patty. That doesn't mean that issue won't be investigated. That issue, along with other issues,
right?
I wanted to know if Ambrose meant that.
Of course, she's going to be the incident is going to be investigated.
I understand this correctly, the problem here is that Ray opposed the vote because he said that's not what he voted for. He did not understand it that way.
Well, we've had a vote now.
We've had a revote. Ray, as I understand it, was to exclude the AI. But now we know from Ambrose that it's not excluding it. So.
Okay.
No. Would Ray change your question on that or issue on that, Ray?
John White, could I be recognized?
Okay. I believe David Adelson and then Don White.
I had a point of order, which was now we have not yet voted on the amended main motion. When the amended main the reason it became an issue was we claimed we were out of time, after which, without extended time, we spoke for about 15 minutes as a minimum. When we go to a vote, if there remains time, that amended main motion is also itself subject to amendment. So if anybody doesn't like the final form, they can move to amend it or substitute it or do anything else they want. So what I'd like is to move to extend time by 15 minutes, and I'd like to request a reading of the main motion as amended.
All right.
Thank you.
Point of order.
1 minute, just 1 minute here. David Adelson moved motion as amended, and then what? And an extension of time.
Yes. Point of order.
Why don't you retake your seat, Dave, so she can do the work. And,
okay, wait a minute now. Ken, go ahead.
We're already riding on a request for a hearing of the amended motion. It's dilatory to repropose the same motion. If he wishes to amend the motion, he can do that. But otherwise, I would really like to hear the amended motion. That's what we've been waiting for about 20 minutes now.
There were some different interpretations of the main motion. I think Don White is next. Go ahead, Don.
Madam Chair,
I'm sorry, Don.
I'm going to let Don speak before we go back to David Adelson's motion. Do you mind, Dave?
Yeah, I wanted to make a motion to suspend the rules to allow me to resume the chair.
Okay. Good.
Do that.
Okay. I'm.
Well, now that you caused this mess, Dave, by letting me be chair, you don't want me to continue? I'm willing to continue.
I'll leave it to the body.
I believe I was recognized.
All right, go ahead, Dave Adelson.
Don White. Is that what you're saying?
Why don't you let Don go, and then we'll consider this other question.
I just want to see if we all agree where we are. I believe it's really necessary for us to understand, unless there is a further amendment or substitute motion, clearly from what Ambrose said was his intention, and because we have defeated the motion to reconsider, what we have are the whereases that were put forth by Lisa,
mm-hmm.
and the language in Lisa's motion, except that
mm-hmm.
any reference individually to Patty Heffley has been replaced by Ambrose's wording about all alleged racist and sexist comments. So I'm hoping everyone
mm-hmm.
agrees that that's where we are now.
Yes,
I think we can solve this if Bob will introduce the amendment that he started to introduce and that I tried to clean up. Bob?
Can I do that, Teresa?
Well, wait, no. Point of order here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have several things pending. We were going to let Don talk, and then we were going to take up the issue of whether Dave would resume the chair.
I would like to move
that we suspend the rules and have Dave take the chair because
is there
he
any objection?
Is familiar with Roberts and so on. And
is there any objection? No objection? Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, and thanks for doing that, Teresa. Okay, so what I'd like is for the maker of the amendment to read the amended motion as he intended it.
Mary, would you read it? You got it down. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, I don't have Lisa's language in front of me, but let's see. I do here have Lisa's motion. That the P&B shall appoint five directors to as an ad hoc committee to investigate all, and then here's where the substitution comes in, all alleged incidents of racism and sexism
by current P&B or
LSB members throughout the network.
Yes.
And from there on, it continues with Lisa's language.
Okay. May I ask for a motion to extend time by 10 minutes to process this?
Move.
Sure.
Is there any
I object.
Okay. Can you call the roll, please, on extending time for 10 minutes?
That was Ambrose Lane, extend 10 minutes. And we're going to start with Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson?
I don't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't vote.
I'm sorry. Don White? Lydia Brazon? Teresa Allen? No. Sandy Wyman? Ken Freeland?
No.
Jeb Shafto?
No.
Steve Pierce is not here, I think. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Rob Robinson?
No.
Serena Shakir?
Might
Serena?
As well. Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Star Ronzi. Mary Burke?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Patty Heffley? Patty Heffley?
She's muted.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
All right. Lydia Brazon? Don White? No Lydia, no Don. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I did not call? The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pass
so
in 10 minutes.
No, it requires two-thirds. It fails.
Oh.
Therefore,
I'm
we
sorry.
Have to go to a vote now of the motion as it's been read. I'd like one more reading of it before we go to a vote on the motion.
Let's see. Lisa's motion.
Has Lisa returned to the call yet? She was going to email people.
She was going to email people, but I didn't get an email.
I'll do that right now because I thought that we got into a whole other conversation.
Yeah, we sure did. It's okay because I think it's morphed anyway. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I can read the first part up until Ambrose's thing, and then Lisa can read the last part because
okay.
She's got the text and she's here. That the PNB shall appoint 5 directors to an ad hoc committee to investigate all alleged incidents of racism and sexism by current PNB or LSB members throughout the network. And then Lisa...
Actually, the language was investigate and report out to the
and
board.
And report,
yeah.
I'm sorry,
full,
I have that
board.
Phrase, yes, and report out to the board. I have
to
that,
the full
but I
PNB,
couldn't...
comma, all instances of alleged racism and sexism by current PNB and LSB members throughout the Pacifica network.
Yeah. And
Mary,
the rest of it is, the rest of the language is what Lisa
okay.
has.
Okay, then I'll read it.
Yeah.
So further resolved that the committee is instructed to report its findings to the Pacifica National Board, and if the committee finds that any director or LSB member's comments and conduct were injurious to the goals of the foundation, the committee is instructed to report resolutions containing its recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. A minority report or reports may also be submitted if desired by any committee members.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so
Lisa,
we're voting.
Lisa, can you send me your part of it? Start in the subject line, put the word motion.
Yeah,
Lisa,
I can send you the
same.
First part. I just didn't get to write Lisa's the rest of her
okay.
language down.
But but if Lisa would be sure to send that to me, thank you.
Part up, Pat, is it point of information?
Go ahead.
So a vote yes on this motion means that the whole board and all the LSBs are subject to this 5-person committee that is going to go around and listen, investigate everything and make recommendations to the PNB as what's to be done with each of the charges. Is that what this is about?
If you approve this motion, you approve that the committee is able to investigate all challenges, all such claims throughout the network on any claim of racism or sexism.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, do you understand this to mean in perpetuity?
There's no specification. We will have to clarify, and I don't want to do it at this time. I would like to do it at a future meeting, whether the committee has a term or whether it's a standing committee. It didn't specify.
The ad hoc, wasn't it?
It's an ad hoc committee.
Ad hoc. It's an ad hoc committee.
It's an ad hoc committee, but its term has not been defined. So we're going to have to do that another time because we're at time and the motion to extend has failed. So go ahead with the reading of the roll, please.
Okay. I forget who did I start with last time? Pardon me?
I thought you started with Rob. No, Rob Robinson.
Start with Rob
Robinson. And this is the main motion now?
Okay.
The main motion as amended.
I'm going to start with Lisa Davis.
Yes.
All right. Don White. Okay, Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Teresa Allen. I'll vote yes. Sandy Weinman. Okay. Ken Freeland.
Pass.
Deb Shafto.
I need to pass.
That's a pass. All right.
Pass.
Steve, I'm sorry. What did you say, Deb Shafto?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Zarina Shakir?
Yes.
Rosie, Mary Berg?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Spend the rest of our
Bob
time.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Disgusting.
Please keep ordering
right,
during the vote.
Don White?
Yes. I'm passing.
You're passing.
Oh, passing.
Okay. Wait a minute. Well, okay. Sandy Weinman. Okay. Ken Freeland.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Correct me if I am wrong. Can I change my vote at this point since we're not
Before
finished?
Before you've read the results, you're welcome to change your vote. Any member is.
All right, I'm going to vote no. All right, and Don White?
No.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is there anyone else whose name I didn't call? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6, no. So.
Motion carries. Now, we have an implementation issue which has to do with the election of members for the committee, but we've exhausted time on the item, which will mean that it'll be on the agenda for our next meeting where we will populate the committee.